We now move on to the next part of tonight's meeting. Councillors, are there any apologies to be granted this evening? I note that there's all councillors in attendance, so there should be no need for any apologies. The next item on tonight's agenda is the confirmation of the minutes. Minutes of the council meeting of the 13th of October 2020 have been circulated. Noting that Rule 10.2.2.4 of the Hobson's Bay Governance Rules requires that a councillor must have been in attendance to move and second the minutes. I would call on a councillor who was at that meeting to move. Thank you, Councillor Briffa.
Second.
Seconded by Councillor Marsden. I'll now put that motion to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? Carried. The next item, and the main item, as we move into the election of the Mayor for this evening. The procedure for the election of the Mayor will follow Section 25 of the Local Government Act 2020 and Section 2 of the Hobson's Bay Governance Rules. Item 5.1 is the determination of the mayoral term. In accordance with Section 26 of the Local Government Act 2020 and Rule 2.1.2 of the Hobson's Bay Governance Rules, Council must resolve whether the Mayor is to be elected for a one-year or a two-year term. Councillors, there's a recommendation in the papers this evening, and I'd call on a councillor to move a motion.
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Briffa. That's the recommendation in the papers. Thank you. Is there a seconder?
Happy to second that.
Thank you, Councillor Hempel. All those in favour? That's carried, thank you. Now moving on to the election of the Mayor this evening. Councillors, I'd like to call now for any nominations for the office of Mayor for 2020 to 2021. Is there any nominations?
Mr CEO, I'd like to nominate Councillor Marsden.
Councillor Marsden. So nominated by Councillor Hempel. That Councillor Marsden be nominated for the office of the Mayor 2020 to 2021. Are there any other nominations to be made this evening? Okay. So there not being any other nominations, it's now my privilege to congratulate the new Mayor of Hobson's Bay, Councillor Jonathan Marsden. Please extend a round of congratulations. Before I formally invite Mayor Marsden forward to be robed and to accept the mayoral chain, I would like to extend the opportunity for any councillors who would like to say any congratulatory remarks for Mr. Marsden, Councillor Marsden.
I will be making some words to congratulations to our new mayor. I'd like to acknowledge our new mayor as a local activist before he even became a councillor. him in council meetings and being very active in our community, particularly about road and safety. And I was thinking, I hope he runs for council one day. So, and he did. So I want to congratulate and I'm honoured and privileged to say congratulations. And I look forward to hearing your ideas and how we can support your ideas. And I know you will do the same for us and I look forward for your support. So thank you and congratulations from me and my family and to all of us. And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Grimmer. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak?
Yes, Mr. CEO, I'd also like to pass on my congratulations to Councillor Marsden. I've been working with Councillor Marsden now for 4 years. This is the start of the second term. He was a councillor in the last term and served as mayor one of those years in that particular term. He has shown himself to, when he did serve as mayor that time to carry out the role with great aplomb. And it's not only my view around the place, I hear that quite a lot around the community as well, and particularly in the Strand ward. They speak very highly of him. He has the highest integrity and is very much into green issues and pushing those sorts of things, as we all do actually. And we look forward to working with him in the next 4 years. Also like to acknowledge his wife Sylvia, and who is also served in that mayor's role for that year that he was mayor, and I know that he enjoyed it, and it's a lot of challenges, and it's very good, anyone who's been in that position, to have the support of your partner to carry out those roles. But it is also equally, I think, rewarding for those partners in some of the events and some of the things you go to. And lastly, the one that pulls the strings, the mayorette, Freya. She will, I'm sure, be part of it. She'll grow up knowing that her dad has done nothing else but be on the council from the time she can remember. So, I got to say, some of my kids, two of my kids, well, all three of them, know me as nothing but serving on the council. Mr. Mayor, congratulations. I look forward to working with you over the next, particularly the next year, and working for the good of Hobsons Bay.
Thank you, Councillor Hemphill. If there's no other councillors that would like to speak, I'd like to now call the Mayor forward, congratulate him, and provide him with the mayoral robe. Just swapping the chairs for the chair of the meeting. Welcome, Councillor Marsden, as mayor.
Thank you all. You're very kind. And thank you, Mr. Van Egmont. I'd like to acknowledge all the distinguished guests here tonight. Normally, at an election of mayor, we'd start by hearing from the outgoing mayor, but this time is different for a couple of reasons. That is that the outgoing mayor, Councillor Colleen Gates, has not recontested the election in Hobsons Bay, but rather in Campaspe Shire, and has been re-elected in that position. So I'm really glad to have you here tonight. Councillor Colleen Gates was elected in 2012 and has served two terms, or 8 years in total. I'd also like to acknowledge the other outgoing councillors, and in alphabetical order, Angela Altair, who has served for just under 22 years, and she came on board in 1999. It's so wonderful to see you here tonight, Angela. Michael Gregg, who can't make it here tonight, was elected with me in 2016 and served for one term, and that is 4 years in total. And the outgoing Deputy Mayor, Sandra Wilson, is here tonight as well, and it's lovely to have her here. Sandra was elected in 2012 and has served two terms, or 8 years in total. The outgoing councillors remain part of our Hobsons Bay family and will continue to participate in community life for many more years to come, in the same way that former Mayor Lee Hardinge is here tonight, and always welcome and a delight to see. It's Hobsons Bay City Council. So please join me in thanking them for their tens of thousands of hours of dedicated service to the community. And we'll have a function after this meeting where we'll get to hear from those outgoing councillors as well, and I look forward to hearing their stories. These last few months of the second lockdown have been pretty stressful for everyone in Victoria, and the business of council was disrupted like everyone else's. The previous council worked hard to deliver a COVID budget, including a number of support packages to address hardship and to underpin the recovery. And already the new council have turned their mind to how we might continue that good work. Running for council during the recent elections was pretty unusual, with a lot of restrictions on campaigning. Normally the door knocking, the stalls, the railway stations, and the other ways that you typically get to meet and persuade voters were not permitted this time, and so it was a very much a social media campaign, along with the various placards and so forth. So it was an unusual situation. First council meeting. We've got the makings of a very good council. I've got to know the newly elected councillors over the past few weeks and have started to talk about what we can achieve together to fulfil the mandate the citizens have given us. I'll let them speak for themselves, but I'm very impressed by the energy that they bring to council. Personally, I'm looking forward to working on a number of initiatives already underway, including the Virtual Energy Network, which looks to connect up all of the solar photovoltaic installations on council buildings and to bring along community groups and sporting clubs to join the project so that we can provide low-cost, clean energy to households and retailers, which will bring down costs, which is essential in a COVID situation to recover from the downturn, and also bring down emissions. If we're going to make our target of carbon neutral by 2030, we have to get a wriggle on, and that means taking action to reduce our emissions. There are a number of things which are also underway which I'm keen to see continue, including the revitalisation of the high streets, continuing to support COVID recovery. The council, and particularly during the election period, has installed a lot of infrastructure to make it possible for people to dine outside safely during COVID. And I congratulate the CEO and his team for putting that in place while we were on our Zoom calls trying to persuade people to vote for us. And the COVID recovery will take some time. There's something like a 15% downturn in unemployment, particularly in the retail sector, which was particularly hard hit, along with other key sectors like entertainment and anyone who had a public-facing role, hospitality, pubs, businesses, where they've lost clientele and they've lost staff. And the business of council, I imagine, for the next 1 to 2 years will be preoccupied with making good that deficit and attracting people back to the high streets and stop them going from High Point. I'm looking forward to working on the Coastal and Marine Management Plan, which is due to come out soon. We've got a beautiful coastline and a lot of infrastructure, and we're at the point now with the new Marine and Coastal Act that we can get to work designing the infrastructure that we want to keep and preserve and maintain and renovate, such as in the Maritime Precinct in Williamstown, where there's a lot of jetties in pretty dire state of repair which need fixing up, along with the beaches. I think Williamstown Beach is due for a facelift to bring it up to the standard of Altona Beach. And then, of course, the beautiful wetlands areas as well, which are so important in maintaining not only a beautiful place for the people of Hobsons Bay to swim and to walk and run, but also to draw down on carbon. Wetlands, seagrass meadows are very important in sequestering atmospheric carbon, and that's another part of our challenge in meeting our goals for 2030. We're planting a bunch of trees. No matter where you go in Hobsons Bay, there's new trees popping up everywhere. On the way here, and I had to go through the Ford, I got my boots wet on the way, but it was worth it. Just to be able to see the trees that were planted along the way, there's a lot of trees. We're going to plant something like 8,000 or 9,000 per year for the next 4 or 5 years. I'm keen to work with my council colleagues on promoting active transport, which is boomed during COVID times. People have rediscovered the beauty of Hobson's Bay by walking, cycling, rolling, riding in their wheelchairs and scooters. And we have many more converts to that way of staying fit and to getting about the city, and we want to encourage that. Those basic services that people expect, clean streets, well-maintained neighbourhoods and places we can be proud of. And I'm looking forward to working towards reconciliation with our First Nations brothers and sisters through truth-telling and treaty. But I'll elaborate on these initiatives at a future meeting after talking with my councillor colleagues and starting to devise our council plan. Key to our success will be harnessing the considerable and diverse talents of the people sitting at this chamber. This means speaking our minds, voting according to our conscience, listening to our citizenry, and always, always making decisions in the best interests of the people of Hobson's Bay. So, let me introduce our new council. For Cherry Lake Ward, which takes in the suburbs of Altona, Altona North, Seaholme and Brooklyn, we have Councillor Tony Briffa, re-elected to council, and the highest, the winner of the highest primary votes in Hobson's Bay. Congratulations.
Thank you, the community.
Newly elected councillor, Councillor Daria Kellander. Congratulations and welcome. For Strand Ward, taking in a bit of Altona North, Newport, South Kingsville, Spotswood, Williamstown and Williamstown North, my colleague, Councillor Peter Hempill, a veteran of the council, and congratulations on your re-election. And a newly elected councillor, but someone I've known for a little while through her work at the Hobson's Bay Community Fund, Councillor Pamela Sutton-Lego. Welcome and congratulations. And for Wetlands Ward, taking in the suburbs of Altona Meadows, Laverton and Seabrook, two newly elected councillors and people I've come to know over the past few weeks, Councillor Diana Grimer, and thank you for your... But before we proceed to the election of the Deputy Mayor, please join me in warmly welcoming our new council. So now we move to the next agenda item, which is the election of the Deputy Mayor, which is in accordance with Rule 2.8.2 of the Hobson's Bay Governance Rules. And the election of Deputy Mayor will follow the same procedure as for the election of the Mayor. It's worth noting also that the term of the Deputy Mayor will be the same as the term resolved for the Mayor, that is 1 year, in accordance with Section 27.1 of the Local Government Act 2020. Councillors, I will now call for nominations for the office of Deputy Mayor for 2020-2021. Do I have a nomination?
I'd like to nominate Daria Kellander for Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Sutton-Lego. Councillor Kellander, do you accept the nomination?
I accept the nomination. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll call now for any further nominations for the office of Deputy Mayor. And I'll just leave an uncomfortable pause here. As there are no further nominations, I will declare the incoming Deputy Mayor to be Councillor Daria Kellander. Congratulations, Councillor Kellander.
Thank you.
I wonder now if you'd like to address the meeting, Councillor Kellander, as incoming Deputy Mayor.
So I've put a few words together, nothing as exemplary as what you have put together, Jonathan. What an honour it is to be nominated and elected Deputy Mayor in my first year of council. Firstly, I want to thank my husband, my daughter, my family, my friends, our community and my councillor colleagues for their support. I'm honoured that the people of Hobson's Bay have recognised that change is needed to bring fresh perspectives and brand new ideas into council. I recognise that being both a councillor and a deputy mayor in my first year is a privilege and it's not one that I take lightly. I'm committed to working hard for the residents of Hobson's Bay. to bring collaboration between our experienced councillors, our new councillors, and collaboration also across our wards. There's a lot of work to be done. I think that was part of Tony Briffa's speech when he accepted his swearing-in ceremony. And in order for us to get all of that work done, I think we really need to band together and work together. Thank you again to everybody for your support. I really appreciate it.
Well said, Councillor Callender. Thank you so much. Would anyone else like to add some words of congratulations to Councillor Callender on her ascension to the Office of Deputy Mayor?
I will, Mayor Marston. Firstly, congratulations, Deputy Mayor Callender, and to you as well, Mayor Marston. I think as someone who is new to council, it's really energising for me to see both the old and the new represented in the Mayor and Deputy Mayor positions. I also would like to thank the incumbent councillors for making us feel really welcome over the last couple of weeks. And to new councillors, thanks for your energy. I really echo what you said, Mayor Marston. There's a real energy in this group, and I think there's a huge amount of potential, and really looking forward to the next 4 years. I think to you, Deputy Mayor Callender, it's particularly special just to congratulate you. Most people wouldn't know that my much better half, who's here tonight, her grandma and Deputy Mayor Callender's parents have known each other for decades. And so it's a particular honour for me to congratulate you. And, you know, we didn't meet until recently, but I can already see that, you know, you're fiercely committed to your community. And that includes listening to them as well as listening to, you know, fellow councillors and working respectfully with all of us. And so, you know, I'm really looking forward to working with you and all the very best for the next 4 years.
Well said. Thank you, Councillor Tyler. Would anyone else like to say a few words? In which case, it's up to me now to congratulate you again, to thank you all for your attendance tonight. And I just want to give a quick shout out to my mum and dad in Sydney as well, because of the COVID restrictions, they couldn't come down. But I'm missing you, and love to my wife and daughter as well. Thank you all so much for being here. There is no further business on the agenda, so I will close the meeting at this time, which is 19:35, and I look forward to seeing you in the civic reception outside for a drink and a chat, and to hear from the outgoing councillors. Thank you again.